Patients undergoing fixed orthodontic treatment often have difficulties maintaining their oral hygiene and thus have the potential for increased accumulation of dental plaque and periodontal disease. We are all challenged by orthodontic patients who struggle with achieving and maintaining a level of oral hygiene that fosters healthy gingival tissues. Do the oral health difficulties typically associated with fixed orthodontics have a lasting effect on the periodontal condition of our treated patients? An article by Hee Young Sim and colleagues from Seoul, Korea, that was published in the September 2017 issue of The Angle Orthodontist may help answer that question. In this paper titled, Association Between Orthodontic Treatment and Periodontal Diseases, the authors wanted to assess the correlation between orthodontic treatment and periodontitis in a representative sample of the South Korean population. They extracted data from the 2012 to 2014 Korean National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey for use in this study. The information utilized in the assessments consisted of patient questionnaires, interviews, physical examinations, blood testing, and standardized periodontal evaluations performed by calibrated dentists. Periodontitis was defined as having at least one site with a pocket depth of greater than 3.5 millimeters. The final sample was composed of over 14,000 subjects, all 19 years and older. The data was analyzed statistically to examine the relationship between orthodontic treatment and periodontitis. The researchers found that subjects in all age groups who had received orthodontic treatment had a prevalence of periodontitis of 9%. This was significantly lower than the 44% prevalence of periodontitis found in the non-orthodontic treatment subjects. A greater prevalence of periodontitis was found in those with greater age, higher body mass index, larger waist circumference, higher smoking rates, and higher white blood cell counts when compared with the subjects without periodontitis, regardless of their orthodontic treatment history. The orthodontic subjects brushed their teeth more often and received more frequent oral examinations than the non-orthodontic group. The researchers concluded that adult subjects with a history of orthodontic treatment had a decreased prevalence of periodontitis. Additional well-designed longitudinal studies are needed to clarify the associations between orthodontic treatment and the prevalence of periodontitis. In this paper's discussion, the authors suggested that orthodontic treatment may contribute to a reduction in periodontal disease because of improved tooth alignment and a reduction of occlusal discrepancies. They also stated that the enhanced oral hygiene habits and maintenance that are associated with orthodontic treatment may also contribute to the reduction of periodontitis prevalence in these previously treated subjects. The results reported in this study underscores the importance of emphasizing and achieving good oral hygiene maintenance throughout and following orthodontic treatment. Periodontal issues are a major factor in current orthodontic malpractice litigation, and the importance of oral hygiene and periodontal assessments are in the best interest of both the patient and the practitioner. If you're interested in reading the complete article, it can be found in The Angle Orthodontist, September 2017 issue.